BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Today on the Scott Mills Daily, Sarah Jane Crawford off of One Extra plays innuendo bingo and aims straight for Chris's crotch every time, causing huge chafing for Chris for the duration of the show. We pick up some more tips on how to speak English properly from YouTube, and I try it out in various shops. I'm addicted to hardcore porn, the TV show, and we meet Nev off of BBC Three's new brilliant TV show, The Call Centre.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio
1.
It's Tuesday. It's 1:45.
Head on.
This is Innuendo Bingo.
And we welcome our listeners to BBC Radio 1 Extra to Innuendo Bingo today.
Yeah!
Yeah, Sarah Jane Crawford. I'm Scott Mills. How are you?
Have you forgiven me for the Sarah Jane's Hot 100 list? Because I'm thinking that I might get one in the eye more than normal after you guys placed lower than you expected.
We were placed, I believe, if you remember, on your hot hunks list. We were
97.
We were behind Tim Westwood. Thanks very much. Who else were we not as hot as?
We were behind 97 other people.
But you were above Dan and Phil. They were 100. But you guys are still in the list. This isn't the whole world.
We beat them, Scott.
It's pretty much the whole world, actually. There's like every male you can think of was on it. But thanks, it's cool. We know our place.
You've forgiven me, though. Come on, you love me now. Or not
there, yeah. I love you. I love you after big weekend.
Yeah, we had a great time.
It was fun. Okay, so you can watch this now on the Radio 1 website, which is bbc.co.uk/radio1. Go to your computer. Maybe if you're revising, get it on your laptop, even on your phone. So there's no excuse not to watch. And believe, when you watch, it makes it so much better because you can see how wet they're getting.
How wet do you want to get with this one, Sarah? Because I'm not sure you've turned up in the right...
No, I found out a bit last minute. And Trevor Nelson, when I told him earlier, he said, just go for the groin.
Okay.
So that was his advice.
All right, well...
So good luck to you.
Okay.
So Sophie and Laura in Belfast are listening to Innuendo Bingo while stuck in IT. Try and watch it. Like, stealth watch it if you can. A-levels are done, says Donna. I'm watching. Okay, let us know where you're watching today. 81199. You can get on your phone as well. Okay, so Innuendo Bingo, the idea is that we play some clips that listeners send in of stuff that sounds a little bit rude off the TV or the radio. So thanks for those. Keep sending them in. What happens is our two contestants here will put water into their mouths. I will play the clip of bingo. If they find it funny, the water will obviously spray out over each other. It's a simple game, but people seem to love it still. Okay, get your waters.
I'm scared now, actually.
In your mouth.
Scared?
Don't be scared.
Got no change of clothes. I've just realised that actually was a bad idea in this outfit.
Once the first one's kind of happened, you get well into it.
Okay.
But you don't have a change of clothes. It's all right, we'll find a t-shirt for you or something.
Yep.
Okay, got your water there? Sarah Ready. Jane, are you sure your cheeks are full enough? I'm just saying. Okay. And we're starting off by going over to BBC Hereford and Worcester. And thanks to Pete and Katie, who were listening to this very interesting phone-in they were doing on the biggest thing that you've managed to climb.
In my adult life, I think the most interesting thing I've been up is Lord Hereford's Knob.
A local landmark there. One of the highest peaks, in fact, in the whole of Herefordshire.
Lord Hereford's Knob.
Wow.
I know.
Okay.
What a landmark.
It's featured on the... it's featured on Innuendo Bingo before. Who's wettest at the moment?
Me, and it's gone right through.
Right, I'm hitching
What's
my
you
skirt
doing?
Up now. I'm getting my legs out.
I see.
Yeah, okay.
She's got... The legs out.
The legs are out.
Okay. Water, please.
What?
Water, please.
Oh, that's gone right through.
Already?
Yeah.
In the groin?
Yeah, yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, you really did aim for the groin, didn't you? Water.
What I have to do is angle it into...
Lord Hereford's Knob.
No hands. There's a no hands rule. Thank you. And sticking with BBC local radio now. And a secret source, i.e. someone that works there, at BBC Radio Shropshire sent us this. And I really think someone should have maybe calmed this woman down a little bit before before she was allowed on air.
Do you have any pets at home, Anne?
Yeah, I've got a cat.
Right, what you need, a couple of extra serviettes, because you can take a bit home for the cat, can't you?
Oh, I do that.
I bet you do.
Oh, yes, I asked for the pussy bag.
I've got it.
Thanks, caller.
That's not one.
It is now.
I've not called that.
Oh, watching on my phone for the first time on my day off, says Patrick from Hertfordshire.
Oh,
is it cold?
Cold.
Listening to your bingo while waiting in the car in the supermarket car park. That's Kyle. Oh, just had an English lit exam.
Cold.
Watch us on your phone. You can watch us. Go to the Radio 1 website on the phone. It's so much better when you watch. Cold water today, right?
This would be nice outside, I think.
You
oh,
do.
Yes, I asked for the pussy bag.
Oh, Sarah.
I couldn't help.
Oh,
sorry.
Okay.
Right, I've been polite up to now as well.
Right.
And, oh, she has got the legs out. Really has. Just saw a little close-up there on the cameras. Okay, more water, and over to BBC Radio 4 now. And John Humphreys here, introducing a story that sounds like it's very stressing for those involved.
Nick Hyam is our correspondent who's been following this story right from the very beginning. And the bad news is, Nick, they can't get it up.
Chris.
Sarah, look at this. You can see how much I'm leaking.
Oh, no, there is leakage.
And the bad news is, Nick, they can't get it up.
Oh, gee.
Easy now.
Just need to ease it down, but it's very uncomfortable. Right.
You're walking like you pooed yourself.
Right.
Okay. That was them having trouble raising a World War II bomber off the bottom of the ocean. Ben in Essex emailed that one. If you've got any, bingo that is. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Over to Britain's Got Talent now. And a lot of you emailed this one in. Thank you for this. It's good to know that you watch TV now in a completely different way, thanks to this show. Over to BGT, and Thomas's mother gives away more than she intended about what Thomas gets up to at home.
He must spend a couple of hours a day juggling. Often, if he's watching television, there's something going in her right hand.
So many people emailed that in.
Oh.
Sarah Jane, you're not supposed to duck. Just take it in the face, like a woman.
Look at me.
Take it.
He's not good.
I don't even know what that means.
What to do.
I don't know why it's going through today. It's really cutting through today.
What, more than normal?
Weird, isn't it? Yeah.
What's happened to your bingo trousers?
Well, these are the bingo trousers, but I just don't know how it's...
I need another cup.
Another cup.
Yep.
Fill up a cup. Okay, another interesting discussion topic for you now. And this time we're going over to Radio 4's educational PM programme. Eddie Mayer here, wanting to know things about things that you've never tried before. Ready?
If there is something you haven't tried, drop us an email, pm@bbc.co.uk. Now, Thomas Shafilak is here to talk about the weather. Is there anything you haven't put in your mouth in your life?
Oh, my God!
That was brilliant! That's more like it.
Oh, dear.
I like it that it was Thomas Schaffernacker as well.
Is there anything you haven't put in your mouth in your life?
Legend.
Who, Eddie Mayer or Thomas Schaffernacker?
Thomas Schaffernacker.
Mayer is also a legend, I'd like to say.
One of my favourite videos.
250 Scott Mills points to James for spotting that one.
You're going to get it, Chris.
What?
Oh, wow.
You just wait.
I need more water.
You got some, don't you? Do you want some more?
More.
Another one.
Oh. I'm absolutely soaked, Scott.
Yeah.
I know you are, love.
Wow.
What am I supposed to do? Taking a revision break to watch Chris get soaked, says Tamar in Truro.
Yeah.
I'm watching on the beach in Mallorca. Really? Oh, God.
Can we do a beach special
roaming
one day? That would be great fun.
It would be good, wouldn't it? Yeah, in the Underbinger on the beach. It would be awesome. Stephen Coleman's claims to be watching online on his iPad at 40,000 feet and says he's a co-pilot. Watching innuendo
bingo. Get away
bingo
from my groin. Can you stop aiming there? Because there's no bingo boxes.
No, don't.
There's no bingo boxes.
Why are you concentrating around
I'm
there?
I'm not. I close my eyes every time I spit, so...
Now, a lot of people emailed in about this one. My inbox melted about 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon, so a clip of the interview here we were doing with Union J at that time. I'm not sure what they could have meant by this. Ready?
Mm-hmm. Right, this is really... Sorry, Chris, this is really awkward.
No, it's fine. It's part of the truth or dare on Radio 1.
I have some,
squirt of cream.
Oh, but does it have to be just, like, sucked off?
You're doing this on purpose. I will literally never put you so low down in the hot list again.
You won't even be on it.
But does it have to be just, like, sucked off?
Uni and Jay there. Innocently licking whipped cream off of Chris, of course.
Yes.
Okay, next. Water, please. It's a wet one today, isn't it? Who knew? And our favourite type of stone now, with Nicholas Crane.
These impressive pillars are cut from a stone known as clunch.
How are you feeling, Chris?
Right. Water, please.
Oh, man, look at the boots and everything.
You're a great contestant, Sarah.
Yeah, she is good.
You know it.
Okay. Water?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, where was that, Nicholas Crane?
Professional stone carvers found clunch irresistible too.
Okay. Water, please. Let's keep it going.
Yeah,
keep it going.
Really
going.
Uncomfortable, isn't it?
I need more water.
Mm.
Yeah. The hair, the blow dries out the window now.
Mm.
Good game this today.
Mm.
Okay, here we go. And a classic from Fern Cotton.
Now, today's prize is... This is so good that I would... I'm almost tempted to enter myself.
Wow.
Water, please.
Oh, more?
Got a few more. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Back to the Today programme on Radio 4. They've still got trouble down below.
It's not looking good. Now, if they can't get it up today, that probably means it's the end of the project.
Fine?
Mm.
Okay. You know Dick Strawbridge? Right, here we go. Water, please.
He's my hero.
More water, please.
You know Dick Strawbridge? Alright, Chris?
Don't do the noise.
Right, here we go. Water, please. Both of you, water. Come on.
My fingers have gone wrinkly now.
You know Dick Strawbridge? How many times?
Come on.
Right, he's on Saturday Farm, which is our new favourite show. He's got an amazing moustache, and we'd like to get him on quite soon.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd like to be on Saturday Farm. I think we all would.
Yeah.
Okay, here
that might be happening.
What?
Yeah, news on that later.
We might... What, you or me?
We both got invited.
Oh, my God. Okay, amazing. Okay, ready?
Uh-huh.
Saturday Farm, Dick Strawbridge.
You have to have dry potatoes for roasting. But before I can pop them in the oven, I need to whip my beef out.
He is good, isn't he? Okay, more water, please.
Oh, legend.
Oh, my goodness.
What a ledge.
Right. More water, please.
More?
Over to couple. Britain's Got Talent now. And...
Nearly out.
David Walliams has certainly been captivated now by this contestant's talent.
Thomas, you had so much going on around you, these beautiful girls, the light show and everything, but I was absolutely mesmerised by your balls.
Thank you to Darren for that one. And we've got one final one.
Mm-hmm.
Ready?
Oh, you've got some water left in your mouth. All right, cool.
Okay. So, a classic, finally, from the cooking phone-in on BBC WM.
When you're in the kitchen by yourself, never be afraid to play with yourself and keep yourself busy. Okay.
There we are. Why are you on the floor? What happened?
Sarah Jane.
He got me with such force.
Wow. That was an innuendo bingo, one extra, and BBC Radio 1 special with Chris, my friend here, and Sarah Jane Crawford. Are you going to go back?
I'm going back to one extra where it's dry.
It's dry in there, but remember, you ain't got to change your clothes. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening, everyone.
This is...
The Scott Mills Daily.
Well, that was a brilliant innuendo bingo today, even though I'm a little bit in shock at how wet you were, Chris.
Yeah.
How does that happen?
She just seems to take on more water.
Than most.
Than most girls.
Is she like a camel? Does she store it?
I don't know where she's storing it, though. It's like she can really just fill her cheeks, and then right. It just goes...
Like a hamster.
And then when it... I mean, she was taking in, I don't know if people saw, most of a cup of water every time.
Right.
It's quite impressive.
I mean, it's a good feat, if you can do it, and she can.
And she takes all that water, and then it was quite specific where she was aiming it, I think, because my trousers just... it was ridiculous. It was like not wearing them.
And how is it down there now?
It's soaked.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Someone says... Are you watching Honey Boo Boo, Scott? Do you know what? I've kind of gone off it a bit.
Why?
I liked the first two or three episodes. I mean, it is the kind of show that you would think is right up my street. Mm. Got a bit bored. However, I need to confess something. I am obsessed with hardcore porn.
I'm sorry?
The show on the Bio Channel. Where they pawn, it's about a pawn shop in America, you know, where you can buy and sell stuff.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
And we talked about it when we did the Radio 1 Breakfast Show a while ago. It's one of the shows that I recommended. You've got Les there, the owner of the pawn shop, and his son Seth, and his daughter Ashley, and they all run the shop together. And the people that come in are just incredible. And I have to admit to you, I did a 6-hour marathon of hardcore porn last night.
Did you?
Yeah.
You see, I've been...
I've recorded them all, you see. It's on about 2 o'clock in the morning, but I've recorded, I've stored them up.
You see, I've got into that other one purely because of you, Storage Hunters.
Yeah, I'm kind of off that now as well.
Really? Is that old news?
It's kind of a bit, but then loads of people will now text in and go, yes, but this one's better, and then I'll get addicted to those as well.
Right.
Right, we've got bingo coming up at 1:45 today. You should definitely... You would love hardcore porn.
Would I?
It'd be... Yeah, you would absolutely love it. It's brilliant. It doesn't sound great. You know, like a shop where they buy and sell jewellery and other stuff, people's old crap.
Mm.
Really good. The people they get in there make the show.
Okay.
Three.
New to BBC Three.
Happy people sell. Smile as you dial.
The life behind the phone lines.
It's all about people. The heart of the matter is a matter of the heart.
Get out of my office!
At a workplace like no other.
You can sometimes have banter with him. He's like it with everyone, that's just nerve, you know?
It may look like a holiday camp, but there is a method in the madness.
That laugh says it all. He's awful, absolutely awful.
The call centre.
To be in charge of 700 people, sometimes it's daunting, but absolutely love it.
Starts tonight at 9 on BBC Three.
Loads of people that work for Nev off the call centre have been on, and the call centre themselves have just tweeted me saying... We are all excited to see how the show comes across tonight.
Yeah, I've just received this as well. Amazing.
Imagine that. Right, so the thing is, when you are like on a reality show or a fly on the wall kind of show, which this obviously is, in a real workplace, the thing is you don't know what they're going to show.
Mm.
Obviously, the cameras are there all the time. It's a bit like something like The Hotel or something like that, where you don't know which bits they're going to leave out, which bits they're going to leave in. So... For those people who work in the call centre in Swansea, tonight will be the first time. And they'll be like, oh, OK, they left that bit in.
No, but you know what I quite like is that now that they've sort of, they're going to get a bit famous, a lot of people are going to watch this.
Yeah.
So they all have their names on Twitter now, I imagine, are going to be Call Centre Bob.
Yeah.
Call Centre, you know what I mean?
Call Centre Sue.
A bit like The Hotel Mark, The Hotel Sue. I love this.
Yeah. So Nev is the manager of the call centre. You can see this tonight on BBC Three at 9 o'clock. It looks great. He encourages every new recruit to sing because singing makes you happy and happy sells. So here are the new recruits meeting Nev on their first day. You'll see this on the show tonight.
Happy people sing, don't they? It lifts your spirits. You don't sing sat on your ass. You sing stood up to project your voice.
It's a real person.
Mr. Brightside the Killers, C sharp. Here we go. On your feet, let's go. And we go for this, there is no messing. Coming out of my cage and I've been doing just fine. Got it.
It's real life David Brent, right there.
Started out with a kiss, how did it end up like this? It was only a kiss.
What I also like is that...
Mr. Brightside, C-sharp. Go.
Nev also supports his staff, though. He's a kind guy. Even helping them through heartbreak, like when one of the call centre staff split up from their boyfriend.
But you've got to remember SWSWSWN.
Some will, some won't. So what? Next.
Thanks, Nev.
Unfortunately, she caught her boyfriend texting other girls. She thought she'd found true love and is bitterly hurt. So, let's go. Head up, shoulders back, tuck your arse in, let's go.
OK, so now this is him going round the rest of the call centre trying to find this girl love. Just going round the office.
Any single blokes here? I get a desperate female. Are you single?
No.
Oh, OK. All right. No, we're not. This room's crap. Are you single?
Yeah.
Oh, a single boy. Hug. Give it a hug. Get in there.
No. He's the boss.
Do you know what? I want to go on a night out with this guy. He just because he seems to be, like, next. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, so positive.
Poor Kaylee, though, she does have standards.
You haven't asked me what my type is, and you don't seem to be picking my type.
Well, I just assume single bloke.
No, I do have some sort of standards.
Yeah, but they're pretty low.
Okay, maybe not.
Just remember, though, SWSWSWN. Remember that.
But you've got to remember SWSWSWN. Some will, some won't. So what? Next.
Oh, I can't wait for this show. It's tonight on BBC Three at 9 o'clock, the call centre. Alison says on text, is this real? I thought it was Uncle Bryn in a new comedy. I know what you're saying, it is a bit Rob Brydon, but yes, he's a real-life boss. The Scott Mills Daily. I just need to consult the producer of the show for a moment for something. Are people allowed to listen to Radio 1 or this show naked? I mean, sorry, not naked, topless.
Yeah.
They are?
Of course.
I didn't think that was allowed in Great Britain, like on the beaches and that. Yeah, I'm just saying, because they... Oh, actually, they're in Spain, though. So it's Ali, Jade and Meg listening while topless sunbathing. Good morning. In sunny Murcia.
It's kind of...
Murcia.
Right.
In Spain.
Do we need people to text in saying what state of dress they're in? Because well, I think, personally,
I didn't ask
that,
them.
That... I don't know, that changes...
Too much information?
Yeah.
What, do they... Yeah.
I'm just saying, I don't think we need people to, you know, by all means text in, it's lovely to read the text, but maybe just, you don't okay. need to say what you're wearing.
But Cara, do I need to tell them to cover up or anything?
No.
Okay, good.
Legally they're sound?
I think so, yeah. Like, well, the producer says
I'm
so.
I'm not sure about that.
Nothing to do with me. Oh, put some clothes on! No, it's fine. Okay, so people are asking, how do you look up this thing on YouTube where you pronounce the English words? It's called, the YouTube channel's called Pronunciation Manual. And Beth in Bedford says, these how to say English words are the funniest thing ever. I've been laughing at them all day on repeat instead of revision after listening to your show yesterday. So I went out to the streets just to test it out. This, apparently, on the how to say Dolce and Gabbana, is how you say Dolce and Gabbana.
Okay. I'm so excited about this. I haven't heard any of these yet.
So I went to a clothes shop yesterday after the show.
Hello. Do you sell any Dolce & Gabbana?
Any?
Dolce & Gabbana.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Do you sell that?
I don't know what is that.
Dolce & Gabbana.
No, I have no idea what is that.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry.
I got it almost right, I think.
That was really good.
Don't know what it is?
No.
But what about if I wanted some champagne? Let's say some Veuve Clicquot.
Foofy, call Koofy. Foofy, call Koofy.
So I headed to my local off license. Check the Turkish music in the background. Yes.
Hello. Do you have a bottle of Foofy call Koofy?
Foofy call Koofy.
Yeah.
What is it? Tequila, vodka.
Maybe a wine. Foofy call Koofy. Okay. All right, thank you very much.
I've never heard of it.
Huh?
I've been in this business 7 years. I've never heard of it.
It must be quite rare then.
Obviously.
All right, thank you very much.
Foofy, call Koofy.
Oh, and then I really fancied a coffee.
Camp-a-p-p-p-p-cane.
A cappuccino.
Camp-a-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p
Picnickykine.
Which one?
Camp Picnickykine.
Camp Picnickykine. What's the name? You know what the name?
Camp Picnickykine. I think a coffee, yes. Camp Picnickykine.
Ice coffee? I don't
know. Camp Picnickykine.
Ice coffee?
No, don't know.
I don't know. Shall I make it? I don't know.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
What did he make me?
I don't know.
Black coffee I got in the end, which is not a camp admitted nicky kind. And then what about if I wanted to take my Lamborghini to get washed?
Lambrogio Leo. Lambrogio Leolo.
That's how you say it in English on YouTube.
So where'd you go for this one?
Car wash.
Hi. Do you wash Lambrogio?
Yeah.
You do? So I can bring my Lambrogio to here and you wash it for me?
Yeah, yeah,
nothing. Any Lambrogio?
Yeah, is it too big or small? It can't come inside,
can it? Huh?
It can't come inside.
It'll fit under the roof.
Right, okay.
Okay, thank you.
So they do clean them. I've just found some more from the how-to. Benedict Cumberbatch.
Bucket Crunder Dunder. Bucket Crunder Dunder.
So stupid. It's ridiculous. Respect for you, though, for pulling that off, because that was good.
Ray Fiennes?
I dread to think.
Ralpaher Fienanes.
Yeah.
Ralpaher Fienanes.
There you do it. I think I did cappuccino quite well. In the coffee shop?
Camp-a-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p-p
those pronunciations on the pronunciation manual on YouTube are funny, but they are. I've got one more for you.
Mm.
Just in case you need how to say Jake Gyllenhaal in English. Do you want to hear that?
Yeah.
Jake Gyllenhaal. Jake Gyllenhaal.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Charlie Sloth.
Ow!
Oh.
Whoa!
Hey.
Yeah.
Whoa!
You guys are getting really good at these sounds, you know?
I know, thank you.
Really good, I'm really impressed.
How's it going, summer boy?
It's all right. As you can see, I've got my summer attire on today.
Look at you.
I saw you yesterday, you inspired me.
Yeah, full summer garms.
You had your full summer garms on. So I thought today, in honour of Scott Mills, I'm going to go summery.
Thank you. Have you been all right?
I've been all right. I mean, just trying to finish my dinner, my lunch.
I know, sorry about that. I hate to interrupt
it's
food.
It's all right. I mean, I've had my starters.
Yeah. Was that in the burger place?
No, I didn't have time today. I was so disappointed. So I've got a pie and mash.
Oh, lush.
For starters, yeah, right, it was lovely.
Lovely in this weather as well.
Yeah.
Steak and ale pie.
Oh, not the liquor, not like traditional.
No.
Okay, interesting that you're eating your lunch at 3:45.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you say that you've just invented yourself a linner, if you will?
That's a good one.
Lunch starts at 12 and goes on.
Yeah.
until dinner.
Yeah.
Which is 7.
Yeah. And I've got some...
couple of snacks along the way. No harm done.
I've got chicken and rice outside.
Wait, have you?
Yeah.
Oh, so delicious. Jealous of your diet. So gel.
Where do you put it all?
Have a look at me, son. Have a look at that belly, boy.
I like people that say son afterwards. Have a look at me, son. Okay, it's time for Real or No Real. Selection of facts with Charlie Sloth. Facts,
don't be factist.
Did you say facts or
facts? Facts. God, okay. You're paranoid. Off Charlie Sloth from Radio 1 Extra. He's on at 4:00. It's a good show. Maybe you want to try it sometime.
Oh, yeah.
Here's your first fact.
It's impossible to lick your own elbow.
It's not. It's funny because about 3 weeks ago, we were talking about party tricks.
On your show?
On our show. And there was a girl who could lick her own elbow. And she sent photographic evidence of her licking her elbow. So regardless of what Mr. Smith says... I know that this is
true. Yeah, but you don't know that she hasn't extended her tongue on Photoshop.
No, I don't think she did.
I don't think that's possible.
No.
What's your party trick?
I can blow bubbles.
What do you mean?
I'll show you.
You can actually.
I can blow bubbles.
Forming on the,
I won't do it. It's a bit dirty to do it in the studio. It might land on one of you and spit. But I can blow bubbles from my mouth.
Yeah.
Very impressed with that.
Yeah.
What would you say your party trick is, Scott?
I don't really have one.
I haven't got one either.
No.
Really?
Do you know what? Every year, if I go on that Britain's Got More Talent show, they go, right, can we film you and your party trick? And I'm like, every year I have to go, do you know what? I haven't got any talent.
Still not got one.
No talent, Mills.
I can flip a ridiculous amount of beer mats.
Can you?
Yeah.
Oh, whoop-de-doo, Basil.
When you say that, that's impressive, you know, when you're in the pub. And anyway,
yeah. Can you lick your elbow?
Look,
give it a try.
I know I can't. But I...
I can barely get past my wrist.
Can you lick your wrist?
He can't even lick his wrist. I'm not being fattest.
You're being fattest.
No, you're fattest.
You're trying to say that you're fattest.
No, you're fattest.
You're trying to say
you're definitely fattest.
You're the fattest person
you're
I've
fattest.
Ever met. I've never met
you're
anyone fattest. So fattest in my life.
Real or no real?
There are some people texting in, so I shouldn't have looked because that is cheating, saying they can lick their elbow. So on that basis, I'm saying no real.
No real.
That one is no real.
Wow. Some lucky people can do it. And next,
Kelly Brook has displayed on her living room wall a framed picture of the Blue Water Shopping Centre as seen from space.
Now, what does this mean? Does this mean from space zoomed in, or is this just a view of the world?
It's quite big, Blue Water, so you might be able to see it from space.
And why would she have that in particular?
Maybe it's her favourite shopping centre.
Right.
We've all got things on our wall that maybe, some people have, things that remind them of good times. And maybe she's just had a particularly good time at Blue Water.
But a shopping centre's not one because I love the chimes in Uxbridge. But you know what? I wouldn't have a picture on my wall.
Of it from space?
No. No. What pictures do you have up on your walls, Charlie?
I've got loads of Banksy prints.
Yes.
Yeah,
I bet you've got some of you though.
Nude,
Of course.
I've got. Have
a
you
great,
got one of you nude?
Not nude, but I've got a great one of me, like with a towel around my waist.
I knew this.
I've got some flip flops on and like a towel over my shoulder, and there's like some sunglasses on my head, and it's quite posy.
Yeah, and is that above the bed?
It used to be.
Yes,
but it got a bit awkward.
Yeah, uh huh.
Because in the picture, I'm quite muscly.
Yeah. When did that happen?
Years ago. Exactly. And that has a bit of a disappointment. Do you know when they see the picture, I'm just like, oh, so that's what's underneath. And then take the top off, and it's like, whoa, da-da!
Whoa! So, good. So, see?
I had to move into the hallway.
I knew he'd have pictures of himself.
Yeah.
Almost nude.
Yeah.
Anyway, real or no real, Kelly Brook with a Blue Water Shopping Centre poster on her wall.
That's real. That's real.
I'm saying no real.
She's a bit
that
weird.
One is no real.
Oh. Someone's just texted in and they've got a picture of you, Scott, on their wall.
Well, that's ridiculous.
It's probably when they're women.
I love that.
Northern Ireland.
There's a guy called Adam.
Oh, it's Adam.
Oh, hi, Adam. Those women in Northern Ireland were crazy, right?
They were crazy.
In a nice way.
In a very nice way.
And next,
Steve Angelo from Swedish House Mafia's real name is Steve Patrick Angelo Josefsson Fragergianis.
That's real.
I mean, it would make sense, yeah.
Is that from the How to Pronounce English that we were doing earlier? Benedict Cumberbatch?
Bucket. Crunderdunder. Bucket. Crunderdunder.
It's how you say Jake Gyllenhaal.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Who recorded that?
Huh?
Who recorded that?
It's on YouTube.
Oh, is it?
Jake? So, Steve Patrick Angelo Josefsson Frangergianis is actual Steve Angelo's name. Real or no real?
That's real, that.
Yeah.
How do you know that?
I can't really get into it on the radio, but I know it. Secret.
I'm going to say real, and he's just done that because it's more memorable for the CDs and that, isn't it? Shorten it.
That one is real.
Oh. And here's your final fact for today on Real or No Real.
In 1880...
What?
Did you say fat again?
No, I didn't say fat. I said fat with a C-T.
Are you sure?
No. Listen. Okay, right, I'll do it again.
All right, let's do that again, because I felt you've been a fattest again there.
And here's your final fact
there we go.
On Real or No Real.
In 1885, mothers from all over the USA brought their babies to New York's American Museum to take part in the country's fattest baby contest.
So why do we have to, Scott, why do we have to go there, Scott? No.
No, cuz.
Fam, this is out of order. I saw you and your team having a little joke as I walked in the studio, and I thought you was laughing at my outfit.
Wasn't laughing at your outfit.
I thought you used to, like, fat people can't wear shorts.
No, I didn't say that.
No.
You don't know what we were saying.
No. But you was obviously talking about this clip, wasn't you?
No.
You're trying to say that I was born in the 1800s.
No.
Fat people can't wear shorts.
That's what he's trying to say, cuz.
No, fam. So, the fattest baby contest. Real or no real?
I weren't fat as a baby, you know.
Really?
I really wasn't. I only got fat a few years ago.
How many years ago?
Four or five.
Well, that's where the muscly pictures were taken.
Yeah, because I used
on your wall.
Do you know, like, remember Ricky Hatton stopped training?
Mm.
And he just went, whoa.
Ballooned.
That's what happened to me.
Right.
I used to train all the time.
Ballooned.
I just stopped. And he just went, whoa. just fell to pieces.
Would you say you're? But would you say you're better looking now?
Much better looking.
Yeah.
Oof, I'm hot right now.
Do you know what? I see your constant retweets on Twitter, and like the ladies love you.
They do like me.
And you're happy to share that as well, aren't
and
you?
Yeah, call, I'm and more you, than happy.
You call them things like treacle.
Treacle pie.
Yeah.
They love all that.
Yeah.
Around about 4 o'clock, the retweets happen.
They love all that.
When you follow Charlie Sloth.
So let's get back to the fattest baby.
This is quite fattest, I mean.
Yeah, no, you're fattest.
You are definitely fattest. Okay. I apologise to any fat kids out there that are listening.
So, real or no real?
What are you saying, Charlie?
I'm going to say this is no real.
Okay, I'm going to say real.
That one is real.
Whoa. What do you mean? Oh, that's a lippy curse!
And at the end of that round of Real or No Real, entertaining as ever with Mr. Charlie Sloth.
I absolutely smashed it. I got 40, Charlie got 20.
Yeah, that's a bit of a fix. That's a bit of a fix.
No, it's not.
It's not, though.
I want to quickly talk about something as well, guys.
Oh, what's going on?
Do you know Miguel?
Yes.
Have you heard of the...
Off of Leg Drop.
The Leg Drop.
Yeah, and the song with Mariah Carey.
We've made a song with him.
Miguel?
We've made a song with Miguel about the Leg Drop.
No way.
You know what? It blew up. It wasn't as big as your interview.
Right, okay.
We did get 10 million views. It got like 200,000 or something.
It's still good.
That's
not,
on.
It's not bad. But we've done a song with him, and it's blowing up right now.
Is
so
it?
Where are we finding it?
Where can
this?
We find it?
It should be in VCS if you listen to it.
If you're listening right now, have a look in VCS.
No, Charlie. I mean, where can the listeners find it?
They can find it on YouTube.
Really? So I'm just...
There it is at the top. Look at the top there.
Miguel drops a freestyle.
Right, look that up. Miguel drops a freestyle. Is it good?
Is that one?
Oh, we made it.
Is it worth my time?
You'll love it.
All right, okay.
Miguel drops a freestyle.
Is that one? Tomorrow on the show between 1 and 4, I'm sending Chris out and about to help somebody else out. One of the pilots couldn't make it. So on the show tomorrow, Chris flies a British Airways 747 simulator. Mills, BBC Radio 1.